there's simply not enough time to move forward on the timing issues. And so if we move forward, it won't be on this issue.
What will it be on it?
Well, we'll have to talk. Mm-hmm. But now I will say this. The provisions of the city charter, the 30 to 60 day timing, are there in order to prevent council members that are under the threat of impeachment from making long term decisions for the city. Every other provision in state law for general cities, for county at the state level, provides provisions to remove the elected officials from serving in their roles pending the outcome of the case. The home rule laws have that the charter would govern this, and our charter governs this by holding a quick election. By going around those elections, if the Mayor Barry or Councilmember Lyles and Rusink vote on Welborn annexation in April, that will be an illegitimate vote. There will be a recall. We look forward to moving on to recall. And if they vote against the wishes of the people, that is and should be grounds for firing.
And then would there be a step attempted then to remove that vote then?
One of the purposes for recall is to replace the city council with council members that will listen to the citizens of College Station. But if this council won't listen to our citizens, then we need to fire them and replace them with a council that will listen to our citizens. The same provision of the city charter that would allow to move forward on annexation allows four members of the council to disannex. And so we will move forward with replacing the council with people who will listen to the citizens of College Station vis-a-vis the Welborn issue.
But the way the time, by the way the calendar is set up, the annexation vote's going to still take place before the recall vote.
That's what we'll have to talk about.